This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march.
We are on the march.
The Empire is on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I see the phone system loading up at 877-789-ALEX. Look, I get fired up. I get excited and because I'm not in a trance. I'm trying to get you out of your trance. A lot of you are out of it. You know, the reason we're reaching so many people, but we are far from out of the woods yet. But I got to tell you, very positive things are happening. I was in Lockhart outside Austin, Texas, one of the barbecue capitals of the world, and I was mobbed by black, Hispanic, and white people in the multiracial town where everybody just loves each other. My whole life growing up, everybody just loves each other. Except in Dallas, there was a lot of racist crap there. But everywhere else in Texas has been great. A few places in East Texas got problems too. Let's just 90%. And it was just so great to be there, so great to be around all these wonderful people eating the best barbecue in Texas there at Smitty's. But then I just think about the globalists and how divorced from reality they are and how they could be on TV with the communist Chinese calling for me to be shut down, others to be shut down, and they have Democratic pundits on TV saying, yes, time to shut down the fake news, when they're the known fake news kings of the world. Here's a clip of that I was mentioning, a larger clip. We're going to come back, take your phone calls.
Well, here's something new. In the past 24 hours, many on the left have stepped up demands that companies like Facebook, Google, and Twitter, the companies through which almost all of your news flows, censor so-called fake news. That is, stories that some believe help Donald Trump defeat Hillary Clinton. Such politically counterproductive.
By the way, hit pause for a minute. I can't help it. I didn't make the big point. You understand they did this after the communist Chinese called for it with the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party are such frickin' communist Chinese agents, they take public orders from them. It just hit me that I haven't been upset about this properly. They got to be arrested, folks. They got the damn commie Chinese are in the news saying shut us down, and then they go on TV and say it and mention it. What is it going to take here? Let's go back to the clip. Sorry.
Allowed, they argue, a point that the Chinese authorities have been making for many years. President Obama weighed in on the controversy today during a trip abroad to Germany, clearly siding with the censors. Watch this.
If we are not serious about facts and what's true and what's not, and particularly in an age of social media where so many people are getting their information in sound bites and snippets off their phones.
Not from liars like you.
If we can't discriminate.
Oh, discriminate? That's racist.
Serious arguments and propaganda.
You are a sack of filth.
Then we have problems.
Puss bucket!
That's right. The politician in chief lecturing us about propaganda. So should the government and media giants begin clamping down on information they think might hurt the Democratic cause?
Yeah, Kim Jong-il does.
Jessica Tarlov, a Democratic strategist, and Kristen Tate, a contributor at The Hill, and it is great to see you both. Ms. Tarlov, I will start with you.
Shocking.
So,
yeah, the eight-foot arrogant Brunhilde.
Another person's news, and the idea that these media giants, who really have more control over the information we receive than anybody's ever had in history, way more than William Randolph Hearst ever had.
She just wants to mount white males' ding-dings on the wall.
They think
she doesn't even want to. She just hates America.
It should scare all of us, shouldn't it?
Well, I think that censorship is obviously something that we need to take seriously, especially as we, you know, welcome
Donald. By seriously, we should be against it.
But China does have that.
Yes, I do believe that, but I do think that we do need to make a concerted effort to make sure that we are getting good, real news. I mean, this is...
Who's we?
The American populace, the world populace.
No, the
those in China deserve good news.
Right.
I think what President Obama is talking about, I mean, first of all, he's frustrated, right? And he's been frustrated throughout the campaign because he's felt like it's been a factless, you know, vortex that Donald Trump has created where he said things off the cuff and gotten away with it, whereas Hillary Clinton has kind of gotten slammed for all of this. And we've debated this over and over again. And
oh, the media was all for Trump. You hear that load of BS?
People, like, I believe his name is Pete Horner, this guy.
Miss fake news. Listen to this, idiot.
That he put out through the election.
Everything she says is a load of BS.
There were protesters paid $3,500 to go to Trump rallies. And he
she was a porta potty in another life.
It's abcnews.co, not.com.
You know what?
Conway retweeted it. Corey Lewandowski did. And if people aren't being smart about the news that they're consuming, I do think we have a problem. problem.
I guess there are two tracks here, Kristen. One is the idea that people didn't vote for Hillary because they just didn't know enough, because they're dumb. And that's the implication of what they're
You had a freaking cult of an evil hag, a collapsing, drooling, psycho hag, and you're so freaking delusional and hate humanity so much, you thought you could force feed us this turducken and shove Hillary up our ass. It didn't work.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Take my life, but I'll take yours too. Fire musket, but I'll run you through. So when you're waiting for the next attack, you better stand. There's no turning back. The bugle sounds. The charge begins.
You'll take my life, but I'll take yours too. You fire musket, but I'll run you through.
When you're waiting.
So when you're waiting for the next attack, you better stand. There's no turning.
You better stand, you little cowardly jackasses. You want to fight the Republic? You think as you pissed all over us and rubbed it in, we were cowards? You took our restraint as weakness? Now the Republic is rising. Now the world will see. Now you will face the fire-breathing power of 1776 and all the providence that flows through it. The goodwill towards men. Peace on earth. We will not stand for your slavery ever. The return of the Republic is upon us. It's a great song. Turn it up for me. It's good poetry. A couple of these guys, Iron Maiden, are big listeners. I hung out with them before. Not name dropping. It's just everybody's a patriot. All right, let me go to your phone calls. There's a lot of news I want to cover as well. And I'm going to get to this later after I take some calls. A lot got made of the Vice President-elect Pence, Governor Pence, Vice President Pence, nicely went to pretty much the all-black cast of this play, Hamilton. And they booed him and they got in his face and said he was a racist. They're the moral high ground. They're the God. They're above you. They have the class elitism. You're bad inherently because you're white. And I was remembering 6 months ago when this place started that they put ads out saying whites need not apply. Now, that's fine to have an all-black play. Fine. Then Pence goes to your play and you piss on him. And then he comes out and says, I wasn't offended by what was said, and takes the high road. Very classy. I got to tell you, I'm very impressed with Pence. I don't like some of his pro-war stuff, but he is pro-life. He is pro-gun. And I just, he just comes off as a very real guy. He's, they'll make a news issue out of this, but he's reached out to the show and says he appreciates the work we're doing. All I want is him to cut our taxes, secure our borders, not start a bunch of wars with Russia, not bring jihadis into the country, and just bring the country together. I mean, when you watch how ridiculously racist the mainstream media is in the name of fighting racism, it's just insane. And it's very sad because I legitimately care about everybody. I don't just say that so you like me. I say what I really think. And I know that free market capitalism is the way to go for everybody. I know it creates the science. It creates the life extension. It creates the civilization. It creates the wealth. It creates the choices. The problem is it creates so much wealth when a few generations we become spoiled, rotten jackasses that don't appreciate all the incredible things we've got. Our poorest people are doing better than most people in this world. I was horrified by America becoming a police state and doing bad things because I loved her so much, not because I hated her. The people that pointed out America's wrongs only wanted control to get control and do stuff five times worse and then say it was all okay. I'm rarely wrong, but I'm such a bleeding heart dumbass that I tacitly stood by and didn't oppose Obama in 2008. I quickly learned how wrong I was, but I mean, he was running against McCain, who's so evil. I mean, I could see how I did that. What a deceiver, what a liar, what a race baiter. And now the communist Chinese come out in a statement I read earlier, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Associated Press, Reuters. I can't even believe they did it. And said, censor your nationalists, censor your Trump supporters, Zuckerberg, censor them now, we own your debt, you shut them down now. That makes me, at a genetic level, want to open a can of kick-ass. I mean, you talk about rubbing it in. Can you imagine if our media told China, crack down your people? Our media doesn't complain when they crack down on their people. It's the opposite, as they oppress their people. And the leftists, everything's racism. They never oppose any real corruption. I've had the New York Times call me. I've had CNN call me in the last 2 years, and they say, it happened 10 years ago, 15 years ago, too. CNN, I've been on CNN repeatedly, and they'll ask me when I'm criticizing China. They go, are you anti-Asian? And I never even play the card and go, no, my sister is Asian, adopted. I was brought up in a family that was colorblind. It was used against me, of course. But I just go, no, I'm talking about the people that oppress China and control China and are using their people, you know, Tiananmen Square. Those are good people. They're under communist control. Like, are you against Russians? No, I'm against the Soviet system they had. I'm going to go to break, come back and take calls, but it's just frustrating that I know I'm right. I know the actuaries. They have the algorithms. They know that taxing people under $40,000 a year doesn't even pay the coffers and creates family breakdown, societal breakdown, crime. No one under $50,000 should be paying. It ought to be Trump saying under 40, no taxes. That's on his plan. It's on makeamericagreatagain.gov, but no one else even knows it. Do you know what $10,000 or $12,000 a year will do for working families making $40,000 a year? Do you have any idea? Do you know what cutting middle class taxes by 30% is going to do? They think you're so dumb. I just keep harping on the same stuff. They think he wants to cut corporate tax because he's overseas. He already admits he uses the corrupt system to pay no tax overseas. Donald Trump's giving you a system where he'll have to pay taxes, but he wants there to be jobs industry. Like Bannon said, we got to have some jobs. We got to have something here or there's nowhere to spend the damn money. But the globalists want to have a pissing contest. I go back to that. It's all about dominating us where we don't have anything where they can dictate the terms of our settlement, our defeat, our Versailles Treaty. We're not going that route anymore. We're done. Trump isn't out to get us. That's why the globalists are pissed. Can you imagine being the managers over America that just conquered the world? And you've merged the British Empire. It's the 1950s. And the United States is 80% of global production. Americans back then were like 60% of the wealth. It was 50 by the 90s. Now we're 30-something. And you make a decision to carve it all up and give it to elite families and robber barons to sell industries and not even allow them via regulations in the United States or Europe and move them. Can you imagine the power these people got? It's what Bannon said in this interview with Hollywood Reporter. He goes, there's a whole bunch of corporations that are $5, $6, $7, $8, $9, $10, $15, $20 billion. and they've got 9 employees. How the hell do you have a... Let me read the exact quote. I mean, I don't want to paraphrase it here for you. He goes, with companies with 9 billion market cap employing 9 people, it's not reality. They've lost sight of what the world's about. $9 billion company with 9 employees. What the hell is that? And all these elites are getting armored fortresses, bodyguards. They're hiding out. They're all scared. You should be scared. What the hell's your problem? And it's not enough that you robbed everybody. Then you lecture everyone how free market's bad and want to pull the ladder up to the hot air balloon so nobody else can get up there with you. You're like the rich people on the Titanic. When they hit the iceberg, the captain tells the first class, get to the lifeboats. We're going to lock the doors to the poor people in steerage. This happened. So the lifeboats all leave, on average 10% full, and so thousands die because the elite had to be taken care of. Same crap. You're going to sink the whole ship, dumbasses. You got to stop it. It's uncool. And to all the idiots that bought into it, all the poor people, stop being chumps. Go with America. It'll deliver.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
shower filters. We're introducing the best yet, the brand new ProPure ProMax high performance shower filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax shower filter from ProPure today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to go to your phone calls in this segment and next, and then I've got a lot of other news and clips I need to get to as well. Rand Paul, it's good to see him now. Trying to get along with Trump. He says he's very pleased to see General Flynn to be the National Security Advisor, who has said the Iraq war was wrong. We targeted the wrong country. It should have been Saudi Arabia. It's just good people are getting in there, folks. Mad Dog Mattis, people like that are just good. They're patriots. They're anti-New World Order. They're the type of people other countries are going to be scared of. They don't start fights, they finish them. And if Russia doesn't get in our business, Russia has nothing to worry about. China is going to get its ass kicked up one side and down the other. China's little attempted takeover of the U.S. the last couple of years is the real reason all this is happening. I can give you the inside baseball. Hillary Clinton is a confirmed Chinese agent who represents the president of China. Now, I told you that years before it came out in WikiLeaks, but I was told this by high-level DOD. High-level CIA. I mean, the treason just got so naked, Hillary was so full of chutzpah, bravado, that it was just over the top. And again, Drudge has a story up about the cult of Hillary. That's what I've always called it. Alternate's calling it that, too. This is a repudiation of this cult. I mean, this crazy, warmongering criminal. I mean, I had problems with Bernie Sanders, socialism, but at least he has some credibility. He was who he said he was. He wasn't a warmongering mass murderer. And they stole the nomination from him. How can all these Democrats run around? You know, I shot a video yesterday. I'm going to tell the story and go to a call from Sydney, Australia, and others. But I went to a little diner I like to go to in East Austin. I've been going there about a year. It's an old diner, but it's been refurbished. It's a nice place. And I go, you know, I want to shoot a video before we go in. And I'm in the back parking lot. No one's around. And two guys walk out. And I see them kind of laughing at me and flipping me off. And I ignore them while I'm doing the Facebook mentions. They get in the car, drive by, and go, F you, Alex. It's on tape. And I go, and the video I was doing live was about bullying, how they just are so pissed at us. So I go inside. An older guy, like 67 or so, 70, with his wife. He's had wedding rings on. Comes in. I open the door. Oh, hi. Open the door. Let him in. I go in, eat. And I'm walking out. We're going to the shooting range, strangely enough. And Buckley's behind me. And I'm there with some of the crew. We're going to meet Gucciardi out there. We go shooting every, you know, few weeks. The shooting range is kind of close to East Austin. But we didn't have guns on us. It's just, you know, the back of the truck is filled with them. And, or in back of the SUV. And Butler comes out and goes, just get in the car. This guy's mad dogging you. And I'm, huh? And I get in the car. I'm parked right in the front. And the guy comes out and his wife, I'm getting in the car. And his wife goes this way. And he comes up and he bows up. And he's baring his teeth. And I'm looking, like, what's going on? He just shows me under his windbreaker his gun. Like, it would scare me. And I wasn't really even scared. I was more like, what? And then he kind of acts weird, like he was satisfied and walked around the corner. That's what Democrats are doing now. I mean, I can't go to liberal areas now. I've talked about this. They flip out, folks. I mean, they're crazy. I'm like Mr. Americana. All I want is prosperity. All I want is lower taxes. There are armed communists marching all over Austin. It's not even on the news. No one even seems to care. Just God help us. I don't know what's happened to this country, but I tell you, it's a crazy time. Okay, let's go to John in Sydney, the capital of Australia. Always want to visit that great continent. John, thank you for holding. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
I just wanted to talk about the incredible opportunity that Donald Trump has now and the example he's shown the patriots in America of one man standing up and entering the arena and what he's done just as one man. And I think it's an incredible opportunity for all the you know, all the patriots in America to do their part in their own little way, whether it be, you know, dominating their local industry or entering into politics on all three levels of government. I think it's a testament to what power we can do as individuals when we enter the arena.
You just said it. And think about this. He truly intends to just cut taxes and do fair stuff. He's only, they've had their neck on, they've had their foot on our neck. All he's got to do is take the foot off our neck, and we're going to soar. And look at how the euro's in trouble. Look at Russia pulling out of globalism. Look at how nationalism, I know in Australia nationalism's rising, correct?
It is, but unfortunately there's a much smaller liberty movement here than in America. Although we do have less social problems, a lot of people are still...
Well, let me caution you. I've been to Australia. I know you're great folks. Kind of like compared to Texas, a lot of, you know, grassroots people. But listen, it starts small. It explodes quickly. That's why they're so scared of it, brother. I know they target the Liberty Movement in Australia. They wouldn't be doing that if they didn't know it had the seeds of victory.
Sure. And the other thing is, I would encourage Mr. Trump or President Trump to not go easy on the globalists, because they're very dangerous at the moment, and we do know they will strike back. I believe he should prosecute and arrest the globalists and do the biggest RICO case in history. I mean, we know they have trillions of stolen money over many, many decades, and I think that money should go back to the people of the United States.
And by the way, Europe, Australia, we've all been robbed. China's been given the monopoly over rare earth minerals in Australia. I've read about that. I mean, it's just outrageous.
The other thing is, I looked at the election numbers in a very detailed way with the demographics, and the numbers look very, very fishy to me compared to 2012. There's a number of things that just don't look right when you actually analyze the election results, even down to certain counties.
Well, sure, go over it. Bev Harris, who's a liberal Democrat, said they stole five states basically from Trump. It was a huge landslide. So she concurs that she saw, you know, precincts where 100% voted for Hillary in key battleground areas. I mean, this was happening.
Do you think that a Trump administration will expose that fraud and potentially, implicate the Democratic Party?
Let me tell you, as soon as he gets in 61 days, the gloves are off. They already know that. That's why they got Chuck Schumer slamming. He's going to try to block Senator Sessions. Sessions has the guts to prosecute as Attorney General, so we got to get him in. But, I mean, what does that tell you? When Trump puts the guy saying prosecute the Clintons in as Attorney General, what does that signal?
Well, it signals that he's serious about changing America and not just putting in milk.
I agree. The death threats he's had, the stuff that's going on, I don't even know 10% of it. Let me tell you, it's epic. The people he's surrounding himself with are pure nationalists. He's got a few navigators like Priebus and folks in there to get stuff done, but Trump knows what he's doing. He is kamikaze committed, okay? That's why they're so scared. Trump is ready to die. He doesn't want to die, but that's why when they thought a guy was pulling a gun on him or whatever, or the guy that tried to attack his other deal with a gun, Trump just stands up, and the Secret Service has to drag him off. He thinks there's a gun. He just stands up and gets ready to take it. I'm telling you, because he knows they kill him, he's an even bigger martyr. The guy is, he's heaven sent, man. I'm telling you, it's beautiful.
Absolutely. And the other thing is, and I'm sure this is already being done, is he needs the support of all the patriots, especially the patriot leaders like yourself and others. And maybe you're already doing this, but I think people like you and Michael Savage should be writing blueprint for a President Trump. Just because you've been doing this for decades and you know where
let me leave it at this. The media has figured out that I do talk to Trump some. Here's the deal. He's his own man. He gets it. He knew this before I was born. But yes, Stephen Bannon knows as much as I do or more. He runs the show with Trump. And that's why they're crapping themselves, because Stephen Bannon is a patriot. He came from blue collar, hardworking liberal Democrats. He gets the betrayal. He says it. He hates them. He hates them. He's a real Democrat. So get ready, folks, for real populism. Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Youngevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Youngevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm going to be honest with people right now. That's all I can do. I'm a part of a cult. We don't have meetings, but we have a dream for the Republic to be great again.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
There's a crazed abandon. You tune into the greatness of the Republic, the providence that is America. And I can tell you, Donald Trump, Stephen Bannon, people like that, I don't know about Rince Priebus and all them, they really understand we've been screwed over. And it's not about pissing on other countries. It's about letting America shine. It's under globalism, you can't have that country that dominates. And they understand what they're releasing, and it's just this thrill that we're there presiding over releasing the Kraken. You want the big secret? That's why the enemy's so pissed right now. We want to turn people loose. We want to have the dynamo run wild. We want the American system to dominate and totally mount globalism on the wall. I mean, it's awesome. It's real. It's proven itself. It's power, raw, independent, free association. Not a bunch of creepy bankers screwing people over, trying to make poor people poorer so you can rule over them. What the hell is that? Turn them loose. Sure, some of us might be above them, but it doesn't matter. The real pleasure in life is seeing people excel. But those of us that love liberty and love justice are blind. We're not like these scumbags that want to see people under their control. We got to get in their mind, folks. Now, I wanted to get Larry Nichols just to pop in. He's coming up later in the week for longer, former top Clinton insider, to give us his take on the appointments that are happening. All I care about is Ford's coming back. Apple says they're coming back. The globalists are crapping their pants. Bannon's talking about the return of 1776. It's all pure veritas and breaking the back of the globalists and actually empowering the impoverished. I mean, it's beautiful. It's real. It's got the system panicking. Globalism's in crisis everywhere. Turkey's pulling out of the EU. The New World Order's in crisis. The EU isn't some American construction for our power. It's against us. Let it fall. We'll go to Larry here in a minute. Let's go to phone calls. Who's up first here? Michael in Dallas. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to preface real quick. I am an avid InfoWars supporter. I've been taking Supermail Vitality for more than 2 years. I have spent thousands of dollars supporting the InfoWars. I have 5 Hillary for Prison t-shirts.
Well, thank you. You're awesome. I wouldn't be here without you. I thank you. Go ahead.
Well, you got it. So that being said, I want to talk about your Jesse Ventura interview, and it's relevant to the protests and against the Electoral College. Mr. Ventura substantiated his claim that the Electoral College is no good by comparing them to senatorial and governor elections. Well, here's where Mr. Ventura is dead wrong. The presidential election is the only general election that involves all 50 states.
Exactly.
From governor to dog catcher, it is confined to the state to which you reside. So naturally, those would be up and down votes. If there was no Electoral College, Alex, California would have decided the fate of this country.
Sir, I'm for the Electoral College. Let me be clear. And like I've known Ventura. I'm loyal to friends. I've known him 10 years. He has gotten more and more Democrat. I think he's bullied by Hollywood. And I just, you know, he asked to come on the show. I don't want to sit here and, you know, I mean, it's very annoying. I mean, I absolutely get what you're saying. And obviously, Trump's the populist. Obviously, the elite tried to beat him. Obviously, the Liberty Movement took over the Republican Party. Obviously, this is a delicious day, and he knows Donald Trump. I know they know each other. They've hung out a lot for 30 years, and it's just like, it's just crazy. I believe me.
Well, he's un-American, as far as I'm concerned, Alex. So he's no friend to you. He's no friend to me. He's no friend to this country. And then he was saying how he's going to go back to Mexico. Well, you know what? Go back, Ventura, and keep your libtardarian mouth shut, because we don't need you.
Let me just add this point. I love Mexico. It has great resources, great people. It never got a free system. It was always about insiders. It was always about gangs. And so you look at the Texas border with Mexican cities, nice border with Texas, horrible over the border. I don't like that. I don't go, oh, good, we're better than them. I know their system has fallen. It's sad. We're going to go that way. The globalists want that. And so I hear what you're saying. I don't get into a Ventura bashing fest. I don't even have Ventura on that much because I don't want to tear into him. You know, I've got a weak spot for people I've known forever. But actually, I agree with you, and I hear what you're saying. I absolutely hear what you're saying. And between Hillary and Trump, there was no choice. Now, he had to admit, if Trump can stop war with Russia, I'll support him. He did. He did. Okay? Michael, I appreciate your call. I hear what you're saying. I don't. It's not even worth getting into. Okay, I hear what you're saying. You know, I want to go to our guest. He's going to pop in briefly. We'll be back with us later during the week. I want to get him on, Larry Nichols. You know, to talk about his view on all this and this election and anti-globalism and why the elites are so upset. I got to tell you though, Larry, you're a smart old Green Beret guy. Put the Clintons in office at first. Man, I'm out in Austin. I've never experienced this, and my grandma's from here. You know, we raised Colonel Travis's son on my mama's side of the family. So, you know, I mean, we've been in this county since it wasn't a country, much less a state. The Democrats, man, are in my face on the street. They're pulling guns on me. They're in my face. They are frickin' flipping. What's going on?
Well, you're seeing, Alex, you're seeing what they've been wanting fall right in front of their eyes, and they can't take it. Remember, the elitists, remember these liberals, Alex, they're bullies. Oh, they don't use muscle. They think their intellect is so incredibly important that they bully us around. But now's the time, Alex, to stop it. Stop it. You know, we won the battle. We won a battle. We did with Trump. Trump winning against Hillary. What an incredible battle. But we're still in the war, buddy. We're still in the war. There's one thing.
I know, and I'm trying not to be physical, but let me tell you, these are sacks of weakness. I mean, these sons of bitches want to fight. Good God, they have no idea what they're about to face.
Well, I assure you this. They do not want to come around me, even in my decrepit state. I assure you they'll regret it. They'll regret it. Don't come in my face. Don't get in my face trying to pull that stuff. But I'll tell you this. What we've got to do, Alex, is we've got to unify. While we've got momentum, while we've got a president in the White House.
I agree. We've got to get fully behind him.
Get behind him. And there's one last thing we got to do, Alex, and that's states' rights. You want to drain the swamp? You want to get rid
of the states? That's what Trump keeps saying. He says everything goes back to the state.
Send it back to the state. Send it back. States need to rule themselves. Hey, you want to have illegals running all over your state? Fine. Vote them in. If you don't, vote them out. But don't.
I wouldn't even be in against the illegals if they weren't above the law when they drunk drive and stuff. That's what's crazy. The new sheriff of Austin says they can drunk drive, be above the law, anything.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something? All we heard during this campaign was, oh, these rednecks. When Hillary wins, all these rednecks are threatening marching in the street. Let me assure you, there wouldn't have been any march. There'd been a lot of mad people, no doubt. But look.
Hey, what do you make of communists armed marching in Austin?
Of what?
They have armed communists marching in Austin now, threatening people.
Well, they've been communists for a long time. It's time for Americans to stand up for America, Alex. I'm tired of cowing down to communists. I'm tired of cowing down to liberals. I'm tired of cowing down to Mexicans. I'm tired of cowing down to Muslims. This is a time for revival. A revival of America.
And all but let's get straight on this. White people killed all their kids, and Mexicans are a lot of great people. A lot of them want to be patriots. I talk to them, and I get the fact that a lot are anti-America from brainwashing, but isn't it time to just embracing it, everybody to be Americana?
Alex, it is for those that want to come here legally. You know, the key is when you come here illegal, you're illegal.
No, I get that. If I was in Mexico, I'd be illegal. I know, I understand that. All I care about is ideology. I want to win this thing long-term like Bannon does. I don't give a damn what color you are. As long as you want free market, private property, Second Amendment, families, I'm for you. We'll be right back. Stay there. We're going to come back and take phone calls with Larry Nichols.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally truly upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to run through calls real quick with a quick comment or statement, and then my good friend Larry Nichols, former Clinton top insider, can chime in. Let's talk to Bill in Missouri. Bill, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Brief on this. I had a stroke in last January, so brief. Bear with my speech a little bit. I was wondering if you can agree with me or not. If could it be possible that Trump puts all the liberal journalists, all the fakers, out in the hallway, and let all the conservative journalists like Sean Hannity, Greta Van Susten, Brett Baer from Fox, and journalists like yourself, right up on the front seats for to attend President Trump.
Well, you're saying, bear with you, this is a huge point I could spend a whole three-hour show on. I'm not asking for, even though I've been offered, tickets to the inauguration. I want to be out with the crowds where the action's at, and we're going to be there. I'm not asked, hey, can I have my White House press pass for our new bureau, even though we probably get one, because it's almost like weird to even be associated with it. I want to be on the outside where we're truly independent. But the mainstream media is so jealous and so freaked out that's what they're all about, is it all being controlled. And I do like the fact that Trump doesn't tell them where he's going for dinner. They go, for your security, tell us where you're going. Well, that's for his insecurity. The Secret Service is telling him, don't tell the media, they're the enemy, where you're going. So I like the fact that he's breaking with convention, not following protocol to tell the MSM everywhere he's going. It's important to lower their power. It's great that he's going to spend half the year at his own mansion or his own tower. Again, it's about breaking with the establishment system. Amazing points, Bill. Thank you so much. Larry Nichols, comments on that.
I agree 100%. Look, Donald Trump's in a position that we haven't had a president in for as long as I can remember, and that's been a long time. And I think Donald Trump knows who his friends are, and he certainly knows who his enemies are. And I think left alone, Trump's going to deal with it. He's going to deal with it properly, Alex. You know, he can't block out the mainstream media.
I talked to folks that were at dinner with him the other night. They said he wouldn't stop and eat dinner for an hour. All he did was shake hands with tears in his eyes and say, I'm going to deliver. I'm going to cut your taxes. That wasn't egomania. He wasn't perfect before, but as he said, he's changed. Going through these trials has made him, from Gandalf the Gray to Gandalf the White.
And, Alex, I think it would kill Donald Trump more than anybody I've ever heard of. It would kill him to break his word, Alex. I think he is more committed to keeping his word than he was the day he started running. I think he has seen the American people. He's been supported by the American people. And
he told me privately, he said, I'm going to call you within a week of being elected president. It's guaranteed. And I appreciate your spirit. And I feel that spirit at these rallies. And all we talked about was, I don't want to tell the media. It was just so wild. All I can tell you is that guy's for real. That's why they're crapping their pants.
That's right. That's right. That's why they hate him so. And I assure you, they're going to attack him viciously. But I promise you, Donald Trump, from everything I've seen, and we've lived with him now for 16, 18 months, everything we've seen, he hadn't backed down, and I do not expect him to back down now. Why would he? He's president.
What do you make of Sessions? What do you make of Sessions being the attorney general?
Let me tell you, Jeff Sessions I've known for 25 years. He's the one person in Washington, D.C., Jeff I've known, and if there's a man, Alex, that has kept his word to me all these years, a man that's been true to this country all these years, is Jeff Sessions.
Well, that's what they say. He's totally fearless. Totally fearless.
And then the other thing that we've got to look at is, think about this, Alex. When Trump picks his first appointment, and I say his first appointment for the Supreme Court, that's the first step in setting us free. Right there, because he can end the power of the
Bible. No, I know. That's why I'm afraid they're going to try to kill him. Let's take another phone call. Let's talk to Cindy. Let's talk to folks in Pennsylvania. Cindy, thanks for holding her on the air with Larry Nichols. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Larry. Hi, Alex. I'm calling in. I'm really bugged by all this I'm seeing about assassinate Trump.
Oh, they got top Democrats all over the news. Listen, if I called for that of Obama, they would arrest me. I don't want Obama to die. Why are they allowed to do that?
They shouldn't be. And I'm really offended by that. Why don't we do an all counter assassinate Soros?
See? Well, let's just...
No. We don't go there, Cindy. We just don't. Because Alex is right. We make statements like that, folks. Don't doubt it. We make a statement like that, we'll be behind bars quick. Look, the Secret Service is going to, they know what they're up against. They're going to protect Donald Trump. I assure you of that.
And another thing, why doesn't Haiti come out and sue the Clinton Foundation for robbing them of all that money?
No, I agree, and Trump's ready to push for that. I appreciate your call, Cindy. Great points. Let me just say something. I don't want to give out inside baseball, but in 60 days he loses this. Trump is really smart. The Secret Service is great. They know how to protect somebody when they're under attack. They don't understand HUMET and groups down the road and people on top roofs and guys with missiles. And Trump was smart enough to get a super hardcore DOD team of people that nobody else knows about. And I'm just revealing this now. He has DOD black ops protecting him right now, and there's already a push to get rid of his DOD support. This is a special president, folks. We need the Secret Service to follow the president's order, not make an issue out of it, and we need DOD patriots there on the ground with President Trump.
And, Alex, I know the group that he has, and let me assure you, they will take care of long-range hits. Trust me, the Secret Service, you're exactly right. They'll do wonderful work close range. But the bunch you're talking about, I've known them, served with most of those guys, and I assure you, for 2 miles away, you don't want to get in their way. You just don't.
Well, Larry, I'm going to have you back up for 30 minutes this week during the weekday show. God bless you. I appreciate you joining us. There goes Larry Nichols. You can find him at NicholsLive@AOL.com. That's his PayPal if you want to support his work he's doing. I want to take a few final calls. Who have I not gone to yet? Who's up next? Daniel in Louisiana? Daniel, you're on the air. Go ahead. All right, Daniel, you want to go on air? All right, he's gone. O'Brien in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead, O'Brien.
Yes, hi. Basically,
I'm getting an audio problem. Speak right into your telephone for me.
Well, basically, China can go straight to hell because basically we're not stopping this whole liberty movement. I mean, for them to tell Facebook and Twitter that basically they need to shut down this stuff and we can't have anything, it's completely, you know, crazy.
No, I agree with you, and I hear you. I'm going to jump because your audio is breaking up. Think about it, folks. It was in the Wall Street Journal, Associated Press. I read it 45 minutes ago, saying shut Alex Jones down, shut down the media, you know, shut down Drudge Report. Oh, my. I mean, how ridiculous now. They have Democratic Party operatives on CNN, Fox News, everywhere. I can't even watch all the clips or so many. I watched like five of them this morning. I was like, what the hell? Saying shut me down. All I'm doing is promoting freedom. Lower taxes. They're that panicked. Take a call from Virginia and Georgia. Let's go to Chris in Georgia. Go ahead, Chris.
Yes, hey, Alice, how are you?
Good, brother.
Yeah, I have two questions for you. In regards to Trump's VP, Pence, do you think he is part of any secret society for the New World Order? And about the EU, do you consider the countries of the EU to be officially countries or the EU just to be one country?
Well, the EU's taking them over. The countries are all trying to get out of it. Nationalism, self-determination is happening. Pence is part of no secret society. He's a Christian. He's part of the Marine Corps. That's a public society. But I guess killing people in an organization is a secret society. I'd watch Pence. My gut tells me he's good. Trump did the right thing. Nobody's perfect. But this is a real attempt to actually rebuild America. The globalists want to collapse it. Our elite weren't perfect, but some of the elite did want to kill the country. So what you're seeing is people going, wait, you're not going to kill America. Stop it. The globalists lied about globalism. They said it was for another reason. A lot of good people bought into it. My dad was a junior in high school, already at UT. He was top of his class, and he was, you know, brought in and told about world government and everything else. And it was all the top students were brought in. This is a big secret program. We're exposing it together now, and we're fighting it together now. So that's what's happening. Go ahead.
I mean, I agree with you 100%. You mean, I was just thinking that he could be a part of any...
Absolutely. Look, nobody's perfect. But here's the deal. Trump's not out to get us. The globalists are panicking. This is real. I'm out of time. Sorry to Scott and others. Incredible job, crew. 11 a.m. tomorrow, Central. Infowars.com/show. They're doing everything they can to shut down this broadcast. Because they know we're real. We have the fire of liberty. George Washington's fire. We have it. And they can't stand it. And nothing on earth, when you take action, can stop it. Except the good Lord above, and God's with us, so who can be against us? Great job with the crew. See you tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, Infowars.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks
Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.